You know who's a Gorfinkel? Ian. Ian Carmel. Carmel. Tubby Ian.
Tubby Ian.
Tubby. Oh, blast from the past. Tubby Ian.
He's a tubby moron.
Tubby moron. Yeah, my boy, he's tubby moron.
Kevin hated Ian so much, he can't even take one. He can't even take an Ian.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 58 of With My Next Pick, a show where we draft a random topic and let you guys vote to decide who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and I brought two friends with me today. Justin.
Hey, Topher, buddy, old pal.
And Kevin.
I think, honestly, that's the first time he's ever introduced us as friends. I think we were up. Fans, we were like episode 58. I don't know, we got the count wrong because Topa's not very good at his job. But I think out of 58 episodes, we have probably been introduced like at least 30 different ways. So friends is the first time we've gotten that.
Yeah, I was thinking of trying to, you know, pick up something new I never said before. And I was like, I probably never said friends before. So
friends like Ross and Rachel, baby.
Aren't they like married?
They bang, I think, yeah.
You know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, that kind
we
of
did, we all did go on a date on Wednesday, didn't we?
You know what I'm saying?
Did we go on a date, or did you guys go on a double date, and then you brought along the babysitter, me, to watch your children?
Whatever it takes.
You make it into some videos that I've seen.
There are videos? What are you talking about?
With the babysitter? We're friends like Ross and Rachel.
I think he says that you guys bang on the internet is what I think is being said.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, is that YouTube or U-Porn or X-Porn or
U-Jizz, I believe.
Nickelodeon.com.
Oh, Nickelodeon.com. Nickelodeon.
Ew.
Oh boy, before this gets any worse, let's talk about our last episode. In our last episode, we drafted our favorite 90s albums alongside. Oh,
thank you, Lisa.
Alongside Lisa from 90s Corp, who fit in perfectly with us. I gotta say, she was awesome and did better than I thought she was gonna do when I saw that she picked Radiohead in Smashing Pumpkins 1-2. So, not too shabby, Lisa.
Smashing Pumpkins. You know what? Now that you just recapped it that way, I'm even more upset. I hate Radiohead. And it's not that I like think that the music's that bad. I really don't. I think that Justin said it perfectly, that you don't know any of their songs. Creep is a banger. Amazing
song. Creep.
But they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If they weren't a first ballot, they were a second ballot. One of the quickest bands in the history to get in. And they sure as shit to me don't belong in there.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
Yeah, and it's not even spelt melancholy. Sadness way.
Melon like the fruit and the dog. Fruit dog and the Infinite Sadness.
Fruit dog and the Infinite Sadness. Looking at Lisa's list, you would think that she was like very just sad, but she's not. She's such a happy, like funny person. And I'm like, you really like this music? Like, what do you do? I don't know, man.
I got beef. Yeah. We got to talk about these fans. I hate these fans. These fucking Sim Dogs. I want nothing to do with them anymore. They're all terrible people with no lives.
What they do.
And I don't care if you're Nick or Jake or Kevin or all of yous. All of yous are terrible people. And that's it. That's all I got.
Is this because Kevin sent 37 unsolicited messages in a row?
So did Jacob. And then who was the dude? Was it Eric that was coming at me for the back keyboards? And all I said was, by the way, I listened to the episode because, you know, I have this thing called editing I have to do. So I listened to every episode. So I listened to all the words that are said. And I said it was an album. And again, looked it up. It is an album. Okay. So stop coming at me as if I said anything else. It is an album. Justin came at me. Idiots.
I'm just satisfied that no matter what war I wage, my army follows. So,
yeah, congratulations. You're freaking.
Go ahead, say it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Putin.
Oh, I don't know. Putin.
Putin.
Yeah, you went from R to PG-13 a little bit real quick there, huh?
You know, they follow their leader.
Wait, what's R to PG-13? What was R?
I just didn't think you were going to go with Putin.
You don't have enough of a following to be anybody like real. you're not on like the Mussolini level.
I'm pretty sure there are photos of you shirtless riding a horse, aren't there? So you and Putin have a lot more in common than I think.
There are photos of me shirtless riding a horse.
On Nickelodeon.
Nickelode.
I will sell them for the right price in case anybody's interested. Yep. Can we just draft this stupid topic?
No. Already? Yeah, I have a list. I have show notes here. I didn't actually fill them out, but they're here.
Yeah.
So I know the next thing that we're supposed to do is lead into our next episode. Well, our next episode, Kevin and I have waged many wars throughout the years.
I'm waging the biggest war right now.
He's having a war with his body right now. But some of our wars are more serious than others. The most serious ones tend to be on the Nintendo 64 version of Super Smash Brothers. And so today, because it's, it was short notice, it's Monday. We had a topic, but we switched it till next week to let one of our lovely audience members get involved. So
you better hope that he's on next week now.
I know. You better show up now since we're going to have a shitty topic in the meantime. But anyways, we loved N64 version of Super Smash Brothers. So today we're going to draft our favorite characters from Super Smash. And because there's only, I think, 10 in the original, we're going to have to open it up to all of them, basically.
Well, I mean, in fairness, everything except for... Was there a Dreamcast one or a GameCube one?
There was a GameCube one.
There was Melee. One that wasn't good, and it might have been that one. And then I think there's been like 4 versions, and every version since has been really good. So it doesn't have to... This is one of the few games that has survived consoles. Like, Halo kind of died after it moved off of... I mean, it was okay on the Xbox 360, but it wasn't the same. Most games don't survive when the console changes, but this is one of the few games that I think has.
Only reason I bought a Switch, which I have long since gotten rid of because I never played it, as Kevin predicted. But I bought it specifically for the Super Smash Brothers game.
Long since gotten rid of. He had it until Christmas. So
that was about 3 years ago, Kevin.
Collecting dust.
I played it occasionally. But Kevin, you won. So why don't you
fill in the void? That's where we needed Lisa, because she would have just given us some random fact that we needed to hear. That
can we talk about
right there about like the Sega Game Gear or something?
Yeah, she is a full-time mom, a storm chaser, and then did she say something like, did she try to peddle her art on our fucking show?
Latte art. She said sick ass locks at latte art. I'm pretty sure she said her.
What is latte art?
I don't know. I've never had a latte.
Thanks, a latte.
All right, this could be completely incorrect, but when you make like a latte and you draw like a little heart.
No way. That's not what she's talking about.
That has to be what she's talking about, right? Like what else is latte
Lisa, art? Let us know in the comments what the hell latte art is.
I didn't want to ask, but I'm glad you guys were all thinking.
Yeah, maybe she like goes to different coffee shops and just draws or something.
Draws pitches of lattes.
And it's she's inspired by latte. So like she really just goes and draws like elephants riding Putin. But
a big veiny motherfucker.
Nope, I think I was right. I think she draws hearts in the form of lattes.
What?
Oh, good for her, I yep. guess. That's the least cool thing that she does, though. She does do a lot of other cool things. But Kevin, you should stop talking about her before you get in trouble again.
Yeah. Kevin A is already typing up, ready to come at you.
I said something bad about her. Made fun
of her. Yeah, he thinks you're trying to neg her so that she she falls in love.
That's like sand in the diaper in the sandbox kind of love.
Exactly. Don't talk about diapers. I could use one.
I hope that the shit flows while we're on this episode. I hope Kevin just picks up his laptop and goes waddling over.
I hope he doesn't take his laptop with
him. Why do you think the laptop is coming, you idiot? There's no chance.
I hope he finally takes his first poop for like 4 days, the poor guy. He's literally full of shit, folks. He's
almost always full of shit, but this time he's really full of shit.
Oh my god! If he stops short, it's gonna come out his nose.
Glad you guys are enjoying this. This is horrible for me. So thanks for that. Appreciate it. Yes, fans, hands. This is going to be so annoying because here's the thing. I'm not dying, but I went to the hospital on Sunday and I didn't tell the only people that know, actually, I think are Justin and Topa. And then my golf instructor, because I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go golfing today and shit myself.
I think so, he double booked you anyway, so no worries.
So I told Topa for the sole reason that I thought I was going to die Saturday. I thought I was going to pull an Elvis Presley. I was on the toilet. I legitimately thought I was not going to make it. So I texted Topa because you don't text your emergency contact. You don't go, Mom, I'm going to die on the toilet today. Goodbye. So I texted Topa and be like, I didn't want to give him details either because it's very embarrassing.
No details, actually.
I literally was just like, if you don't hear from me in an hour, call me. And if you don't hear from me in 2 hours, call 911. That's all the details that Christopher got.
Very, very cryptic message on a, I believe, Saturday night. I was like, what the fuck is happening to him?
And then Justin knew about it because Justin and I actually had plans to go out on a date. And I had to cancel last minute because, again, I was stuck on the toilet.
Yeah, too bad. I was going to put out, too. You're going to have a nice night.
Justin, I can't handle you putting out. Literally, I can't get anything else up there. So it was, like I said,
call me a fudge packer.
We've all thought we were tough. And we've all pretended like we could look danger in the face and come out the other side.
Laugh in the face of danger.
I got to be honest. I became a mushball Saturday night thinking I was going to die via the toilet. It was, I can die many ways. I can die. Call me, you know, daredevil. Cause I could die jumping out of a plane or a building. Like I could die those ways. But the last thing that any fat man in his life wants is to die by shitting themselves.
That's fair. That's pretty fair.
And so this was 3 days ago, still clogged up and, you know, TMI, but fuck you fans. You're listening to my podcast. So I don't give a fuck. I have progressed from not being able to poop to also not being able to pee. So just full system shut down, lower half of the body, not working.
Oh boy. Yeah, so this is the last episode you ever hear. Just assume that Kevin died on the toilet is basically the moral of the story.
I will not die on the toilet. I will just die. I did go to the hospital, so I'm great. Glad I got that. I love going to the hospital though when they're like convinced that they know what's wrong with you. And you're like, I know what the book says, I know what normal people are, but like I know my body. My body's shutting down. Help. Nope.
Help,
motherfucker. The poop's coming to get me.
Can't stop crying.
Oh, I shit myself. That'll be the next time I shit is when I'm dead. That's it. That'll be it. The body will finally just let it out.
That's going to be quite a cleanup. Anyways, now that we all know about Kevin's butt, why don't you give us the order for tonight's draft?
Well, we talk about my butt a lot in these podcasts. Last week it was a butt plug.
Maybe that'll help.
No, I've tried everything. Not butt plug. Fans.
You heard it here first, folks. You tried everything.
Do not try a butt plug. All right.
Told you Kevin owns a butt plug.
Order's going to be, I don't care. Justin, Topa, Kevin.
Justin.
No, Topa, Kevin. I'll trade with you.
Okay. Kevin, Justin.
I already wrote it down. Justin, Topa, Kevin.
No, it's Kevin, Topa, Justin.
I already wrote it down.
Kevin, it's there Kevin. Then go backwards. There are rules
here. Topa, we have draft pick trading. This is what just happened.
We've never introduced draft pick trading.
Yes, we did vetoed. Last time.
We did, and now it's happened. Kevin's going to lead us off with the first pick.
Oh, no, I don't agree to that trade. I'm going second. I like second. Justin, Topa, Kevin. That's the order. I wrote it down.
Kevin, Topa, Justin.
Justin, Topa, Kevin.
Somebody pick an order.
I don't care as long as I stay in the middle.
All right, Kevin, you go.
All right, Kevin, me, Justin. Now that we've got the rules, only because Kevin's brain is also shutting down with his butthole, I will allow him to make changes. Normally, that would not fly. Kevin, do you have any rules for this draft? I don't think there really can be any.
No, you got to take a Super Smash Brother character. For anybody who doesn't play, I don't know, Justin, how much you play. There are different versions of the same character. They have different move sets, I guess, on these games. So they are different.
Can you pick blue Yoshi, yellow Yoshi?
No, I don't think that's actually a character, but there's like baby versions of some guys, young versions of some guys.
Toon versions.
I think they're, right? Yeah. Toon, metal, like there's a bunch of different. So that's it. That's the only rule.
Okay.
All right. And since you did win last week, which we failed to mention, by the way, we skipped the victory lap. I don't know.
Victory lap.
Why don't you do your victory lap now?
No, it was about his butt. That was his
victory lap. Okay. Make sure you put that victory lap in the butt thing.
In the butt thing?
Yes.
Yes. Put it in the butt thing.
No, can we stop talking about butts? That'd be fucking fantastic at any point. Literally, this is the worst part because A, I'm single. So.
And ready to mingle, ladies.
Any chance that I had of picking up any women off this podcast, gone.
Gone.
Got a ton of coworkers. Gone. Family listens to this. Going to be upset that I didn't tell them I was at the hospital. And also going to disown me because I can't poop. So this is just all around terrible.
Terrible. Makes a lot of sense. Why don't you get into the promo? Since you won, that's one thing that was good about this weekend.
Also, can we talk about something? I'm pretty sure we've had seven episodes. I'm almost positive it's 5-1-1.
You've been good since we've come back. I'll give you that.
Blown out. So
although in the MVP voting, I'm doing all right.
Best case scenario, you're doing second because you can't be ahead of me if I've got 5 wins this season.
Second's not bad. I like second. It's a good place to be. A lot, no pressure on the second place.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Mario Brothers Plumbing.
You okay?
I've read it. I missed the comma, but I'm trying to figure out if the comma's in the right spot. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Myers Brothers Plumbing. When we aren't busy, yeah, this is written poorly, so now I gotta figure out
it is written poorly. I'll give you that. Yeah. I had no time.
It's fine.
I wrote this promo at 8:02.
I am literally the only thing that makes me different than Justin is I can actually read the words, but you put the punctuation in the wrong spot, and I did. But so I gotta figure this out. Tonight's episode
after plumbing, and then you should be okay.
I was going to do that.
All right, good.
That's what I was originally going to do. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Mario Brothers Plumbing. When we aren't busy busting Bowser's ass. Tonight's.
Can you read?
No, but I'm upset because it's ass and plumbing. Like this is like a trigger.
This was not intentional, by the way. This was not intentional. So intentional.
Well, it's working out perfectly.
And he had to read it.
I am like my insides and intestines are squirming. Tonight's episode, take number 7. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Mario Brothers Plumbing. Jesus There's no Christ. Fucking punctuation in here.
Do you want me to do it?
No. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Mario Brothers Plumbing. When we aren't busy busting Bowser's ass, we get busy busting your own. Really? Jesus up your Christ. Pipes? Up your pipes? Yeah.
What's wrong with up your pipes?
That's because I want my pipes busted.
Here's your open, folks. I want my pipes busted.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Mario Brothers Plumbing. When we aren't busting Bowser's ass, we get busy busting up your pipes. For the ultimate experts on laying pipe, look no further than Mario Brothers. That was terribly written. That was like so bad. There was commas all over the place. That's literally one sentence, by the way, folks. There's no period at all in there.
1, 2, 3. There are 4 commas, though. It is the classic run-on sentence.
There's no run-on sentences aren't supposed to be classic. There's no. There should be Mario Brothers. There should be an apostrophe after the S to signify that they own the plumbing company.
Yeah, but that's unnecessary.
Yeah, but it is.
This was the worst reading we've had since like season 1, Drunk Justin.
Yes.
And I know the punctuation wasn't good, but my God.
So here's the thing. Like I'm not a good reader. I'm not a, what you would call strong reader, although
very slow too.
Got good reading grades in the SATs. It doesn't matter. I can't function sentence wise. That's my issue. I can read every word, but commas in the wrong place. Apostrophe is not where they're supposed to be. I'm literally like Ron Burgundy.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego. All right. Well, now that travesty's over, Kevin, it's your pick.
I take Link. with my first pick. One of the things that I've always wanted to do with this draft was highlight players that have been since the original. And also, Zelda is one of my favorite games ever. It's one of everybody's favorite games ever. And finally, I like Link's multi-dimensional ability. So he can fight up close and he can fight far away by throwing bombs and his boomerang and stuff. So I like the versatility you get with Link.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to take a different approach. You pick somebody that you like to play with and that you think is good. I'm going to pick Pikachu because everyone fucking loves Pikachu.
Well, folks, you know what? I gotta give him props for strategy on this one. He's not even trying to think about the game. He's literally just like, well, let me just pick the favorite one.
I hated playing as Pikachu because he was like, his up B was terrible. You just fly off the map. But everyone loves Pikachu. And so I am going to pull the Justin approach right here and take Pikachu.
That's fair. I'm going to take the only two. No, that's not true. That would be inaccurate. But I'm going to take two that I think are good and popular. I'm going to take Captain Falcon.
Falcon punch.
And right. I love that. You know what I mean? I say that every time I throw a punch in boxing. And then I'm going to take Fox.
Fox. So the thing about Captain Falcon in the Super Smash Brothers game is that if you didn't do the Falcon kick correctly, you just killed yourself every time. And also when I was
I did it correctly.
Also when I was a kid, I thought he said fucking punch, which used to crack me up. Fucking punch. I was like, oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Justin, Fox is a good pick. Fox is one of the most underrated characters. I did like a look today in between not being able to poop of characters that were strong on every version of the game. And Fox was pretty consistent. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I think a lot of like professional, not that I don't know if there are professional Smash players, but like the ones that like do it for like competitions, Fox is a very popular character for them. I was never good enough to learn how to use him.
Well, I was apparently elite.
With my second pick, I'm going to pick my actual favorite. The only reason I ever win, because all she has to do is load up that big gun and then run away. And then you can drop poop on everyone from the ceiling. So I'm going to pick Samus. I never played any of the Metroid games, but she was great in Smash.
Metroid's a good game. I think that's a good pick. I don't know. I got so little analysis today. All right. I got the next two picks. I'm going to take them. Again, I don't have a lot of analysis. First one I'm going to take is not an original character, but one of the characters that I love. And this is what I really like about what Smash Brothers did, is they branched out beyond just their core Mario Brothers franchises and pulled in some characters that were iconic. So give me Sonic. I really like the quick characters. So Pikachu, Link, and Sonic, obviously, he's a hedgehog. So he'd be fast. I like him.
Hedgehogs are traditionally a very fast animal.
Yes, that is backed up by science. Then I'm going to take Ken with my next pick from Street Fighter. I like Ken because he always had his shirt open.
Oh, okay.
That's my analysis right there.
Solid analysis. Let's just speed this up because Kevin's going downhill fast.
Because he's always got his shirt open.
Because he has shirt open.
Absolutely. Me too.
Then you must love me, Kevin, huh?
No. All right. Well, with my third pick, for the purpose of this draft, I'm going to take Luigi. Everyone always said, oh, Luigi's just Mario's shittier brother. But in every Super Smash Brothers game, you had to unlock Luigi. And he was way better than Mario. Basically, very similar movesets, but Luigi was just stronger, it felt like. So I'm going to take Luigi instead of Mario.
I don't know about the newer versions. I never have played with Luigi on the newer versions. But in the original, and I think in the Melee, he actually did have a little bit of a moveset difference, which is why he was more powerful, because he had a one-hit. He had a one-hit kill attack.
Yeah, you loaded up that. It was like the up B or something. If you did it right, you would just crush him.
Yeah.
So Luigi.
All right. Well, I was not a Super Smash connoisseur, if you will.
I will. Connoisseur.
Yeah, yeah. So I did reach out for some information, and I was told four names, get at least two of them, which is why I won the third pick. And I'm going to end up getting three of them, so that's good. I'm going to take Sheamus with the last pick.
Who the hell is Sheamus?
Sheamus, Samus.
I have picked Samus already, you silly bitch.
Hold on, dude. Hold on.
Oh, there was a typo then. There was a typo in the text message because there is an H.
Sheamus. Okay. Yeah, he said Samus, and he said, I will take him. So
Samus
is a woman. A female. Yes.
Oh, well, again, I don't play Super Smash. I took the two characters.
Unless
I
really you want with, I did, so. Sheamus from like the WWE is going to bro kick one of us off the arena. Well,
wasn't Sheamus a character in Shameless?
No. I don't think so. Sheamus Finnegan, though, from Harry Potter.
Now you're trying too hard. All right, screw it. I'm just going to take well-known characters then. Give me Bowser and Donkey Kong back to
So I don't care about Bowser, but Donkey Kong... He's not a very good character, but you can do this thing where you grab people and just jump off a cliff. And it's one of my perks. If I have more lives than you and I'm playing as Donkey Kong, I'm just jumping you off the cliff every freaking time.
There's nothing more annoying than just being picked up and being so helpless because you're just being carried off the map.
There's one thing more annoying than that. And it's when Kevin would play as Yoshi. And
don't talk about him.
And he would sneak attack you. So I'm going to take Yoshi.
Oh, great. Yoshi can poop. That must be nice.
Yoshi pooped all the time. But playing as Yoshi, Kevin would always eat us off the map and then yell sneak attack. And it was the most frustrating thing that ever happened to me in my life.
I'm actually, that's how you know somebody's good at Smash is the characters they choose. And if you can fucks with Yoshi or... I mean, nobody's good with Jigglypuff, but like maybe like one day people will be good with Jigglypuff. All right. I am going to take, you know, this character is actually not that good, but it's a job that I want. So I'm going to take this one. Give me the Pokemon trainer with my next pick.
That's a good pick. That was my next pick.
Yeah. It's not a great character, honestly. But I can't help it. I want to be a Pokemon trainer. If you ask me, we'll do this sometime. Like literally a draft on fictional jobs, like jobs that are just completely made up. Pokemon trainer would absolutely be on there for me. Probably the number one pick for me.
That's a good pick because you get like, I mean, like you said, he kind of not that great in the game, but he has a Squirtle, he has an Ivysaur, and he has a Charizard, which is what all of us have always wanted. So.
Yes,
that's a very difficult thing to argue about.
All right. And my next pick, I don't really love anybody else, to be honest. The rest of these characters I've played with.
Better than not knowing anybody else.
Yeah,
so.
I'm gonna take a character. I already have a Link character, but I'd like to get a woman. And I don't know. You know what? Peach is actually pretty good. Give me Peach. She's a pretty good character. Definitely a miss in the first set of games. I don't know how they decided the 12 characters that they were going to choose. I, for the life of me, will never figure out how Jigglypuff
made the cut.
Like, you go Pikachu, makes sense. You could have gone with 149 other Pokemon. They're like, yeah, give me the Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff for sure. When Kirby is basically the same thing.
Yeah, also maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was coded, so it was easy to code
Jigglypuff maybe.
Off of Kirby or something, but like I don't understand how Peach didn't make the cut, so give me Peach.
Okay, not terrible. I'm gonna take Kirby since I just brought him up. I don't like Kirby, but he could eat everybody and then get their like powers, which was pretty cool. And he did that, he could jump for days, so it was hard to kill that little bastard.
He could jump for days.
Guy jumps for days, jumped out of the building, Kirby. So I'm going to take Kirby. Also, I figured there's only a few that Justin's going to know, and Kirby might be one of those.
well, joke's on you, pal. I'm taking Wii Fit Trainer.
Of course you are. Everyone's going to know this is Justin's list now.
Okay, so you guys, exactly. That's strategic, pal. That is strategic. And then I'm going to round it off with Mega Man because I don't think I've ever actually played with Mega Man Super Smash, but I did love Mega
Man. Yeah, isn't Mega Man, are you just... taking the crappy version of Samus that you didn't get. Like, that's what Mega Man feels like.
Yes.
Sure, but I also liked Mega Man and the video game Mega Man, so.
Nobody liked the video game Mega Man. That's why it doesn't exist anymore.
I did. I just love how defiant he is. I did.
Yeah, so suck it.
all right, well, I mean, suck it seemed harsh, but that works. I have no idea who I'm going to pick now because I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore. But folks, fans, this was Christopher's topic, by the way. This was his choice.
This was, I am going to be home at 7:20. I got to hurry up and think of something I don't have to think about. I really, really only played the first one and that other one a couple times on my Switch before it collected too much dust to work anymore. So I guess with my last selection, I'm going to take Mewtwo because he's a Pokemon and people like Pokemon. I'm assuming
he's a Pokemon and people,
I'm assuming Pokemon. He's super
just
powerful.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe not, but I think he is.
I mean, I can't argue that he is the most powerful. I think even after the, like 900 Pokemon at this point, I think he's still the most powerful Pokemon. He's as the kids would call him, he's OP. So
OP. If I had gotten Pokemon Trainer, I'd be very happy with my list. But Kevin is a bitch.
I am. All right, my last pick. I'm gonna take a character I don't know anything about, but for some reason.
I mean, I feel like we all have at this point. Well, so.
But like for some reason. I know this is a pop culture reference. I just don't know what the fuck the pop culture reference is. So give me Ganondorf.
Ganondorf.
Yeah. So like every time you like people talk about video games,
the fuck is a
Ganondorf?
That's
what I'm saying. Hold
He's
on,
the
hold
bad
on.
Guy from Zelda, I think.
I don't know. See, that's if you watch Toby, you and your wife have probably seen this movie 100 times. The Martian. When they're talking about code names, they talk about Ganondorf, and like Ganondorf is. Oh no, that's Glorfindel. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, Ganondorf, great pick. Attaboy, Kev.
Oh, no, that's Gorfingle. That's even worse. What the fuck's a Gorfingle? Kevin is the definition of a Gorfingle.
There is a pop culture reference. Like, when you don't know, or you want to make fun of people who don't know anything about, like, Gandalf and wizardry and all that shit, there's something you say. It's like Gandalf or, like, Gorfingle or something like that.
That sounds terrible.
I got to poop.
Couple things that we missed. Banjo-Kazooie is apparently in Super Smash Brothers now. Nobody picked Mario, which...
Sheamus from WWE. Yeah,
Sheamus broke, kicking people off the arena. There's a couple other Pokemon. Ryu from Street Fighter, who I would have picked over Ken, but hey, what do I know?
Doesn't have his shirt open.
Ken's got his shirt open. There's also a Metal Mario from the first game that was like super annoying to beat, but you couldn't play as him, so he probably doesn't count. Kevin, you had the first pick. You took Link, Sonic, Ken, Pokemon Trainer, Peach, and Ganondorf.
Yeah, Ganondorf pick really put me over the top. That was the solidifying pick right there.
Ganondorf.
I'm telling you, fans, somebody's got to back me up. This is a thing. I'm not making it up. It's a thing. I don't know what the thing is. I'm not in on the joke because I'm a nerd. I understand it. But there is a thing that nerds say to make fun of people who aren't nerds, and they're like, Ganondorf or Glorfingle or something like that.
I hope it's Glorfingle because that's ridiculous.
Isn't it in that movie Role Models?
Yeah, like, yes.
The people that are
Justin.
The people that are like LARPing are making fun of the people.
Yes,
who make fun
so
of
that's exactly it. It is a meta game that nerds do on non-nerds. And you literally like, I'm telling you, I'm not making this up. Like it's
oh my
thing.
God. Who the hell cares? Can we get on with this? I had the second
yes.
pick. I took Pikachu. I took Samus. I took Luigi, Yoshi, Kirby, and Mewtwo. Great team. Great guy who drafted them. Feel really good about it. So that's all I have to say about that. Folks, if you don't know, you never played Smash Brothers, I got fucking Pikachu. That should be enough. I thought Kevin was trying to talk and I couldn't hear him. So I don't know if he was muted or if he just was.
No, he's trying not to explode. He's going to shit himself. Hurry up right. So we can wrap this episode
Justin,
up.
Justin, you had the third pick. You took Captain
Justin,
Falcon.
Hold on, Toba. Justin does not seem to understand biology. I can't poop, Justin. It's not that I'm going to go and I'm holding it in and I'm holding it back. I'm incapable. I have the bodily need to go, but I cannot go.
I just wanted to get you to talk about it again, baby boy, and you did.
All right, Justin, you had the third pick. You took Captain Falcon, Fox, Bowser, Donkey Kong,
Seamus,
the Wii Fit Trainer, and Mega Man.
Yeah, man. My team would totally LARP the shit out of yours, Borfinkel. You want to fucking LARP? We'll LARP
the shit out of ours, Gorfinkel. All right, people, don't be a Gorfinkel. Remember to remember to vote on this draft on Thursday.
You know who's a Gorfinkel? Ian. Carmel. Tubby Ian.
Tubby Ian. A little blast from the past. Tubby Ian.
He's a tubby moron.
Tubby moron. Yeah, my boy, tubby moron.
Kevin hated Ian so much he can't even take one. He can't even take an Ian.
All right, people, this draft's officially in the books. Kevin's going to go try really hard to take a poop.
I can't try. If I try, I'm going to break an O-ring or whatever the fuck they say. So
He's going to pop an over if he tries.
I just want my Gorfinkel.
He just wants his Gorfinkel. All right, don't forget to vote. We will be back next week for Kevin and Justin. I'm Topa. See you next time.
Gorfinkel for the win.
Gorfinkel!
I knew Gorfinkel was coming there.